Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that you are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says you are as lively stones built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. We are right back here live in the studio, as I would like to call it, in the war room, and come to rage war on the devil. We thank God, amen, most certainly, for allowing us to be here once again in the midst of his people. We thank God for you this morning. We'd like to say God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And you are in the care of the Lord. The Bible says, declare, cast thy cares upon him, for he cares for you. He didn't say cast just the care, all your cares, all your concern, all what you're going through in your journey with the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God, amen, for being the loving God for who he is. And we love God today. Amen. We love him because he first loved us. And no greater love that a man would lay down his life for his brethren, and to have a right to pick it back up again for the redemption of his people. And we are saved through grace, not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God. And we're certainly glad that we can call on a name much, 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 much greater than ourselves. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, that we can continue to live in a way of holiness and to live in a way that is pleasing in the eyes of God. This is Lively Stones Ministry with your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones, and we are in a place of a renewing of the mind and renewing of the heart, in a place of being recipients of God, if you would, to understand that your discipleship, amen, have to continue to be renewed and can't wax cold, amen, to be always, amen, to be give an answer to every man that asks you what is the reason and what is the hope that is in you, to work out all your salvation with meekness and with fear. We thank God, amen, for Sister Karen here with us this morning, the voice of Hidden Places. Thank God for her, our program director and our producer here in all her endeavors in the Lord. We thank God for our listening audience on this morning, always attentively here at this Saturday, December day, amen, 13th of 2025. Amen, to that you are listening tentative to hear something that can minister to your soul, something that can be edifying, something that you can put in your memory banks, in your heart, deposit it in your spirit, to know and to realize, amen, God is too wise to make a mistake, and he's too just to do that which is wrong, that he is a keeper, amen, and he'll be the shade upon thy right hand. God will keep you in any form, shape, or fashion. Amen. Is anything too hard for God? Only thing you need to do is just relinquish, amen, and to put it all on him, all your baggage. The Bible says, declare, let us lay aside every sin and weight that so easily beset us. But let us run this race with perseverance, with patience, looking unto Jesus this day, looking unto Jesus. We can't carry it no more. We look unto Jesus now because we know that he is a warrior. We know that he's a battler. We know that we can't carry our burdens because the yoke is destroyed. because the anointing of God. Let us go into a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you just one more time to be able to come before your presence now. Let us come boldly before the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need, in the time of adversity, in a time of despair, in a time that when we're going through something in our life that we can call upon the name of the Lord, that we take up the cup of salvation and I will call upon the name of God. God, go before your people right now, O God. Transform their mind, O Lord, that they would not be conformed to this world, O God, but they'll be conformed by the renewing of their mind, O God, the renewing of their soul, O Lord. Create in them right now a clean heart right now, God, and renew a right spirit within them, O God. We thank you this morning, God. We bless your holy name, God. We put your feet on higher ground right now. We exalt thee, O God. We exhort thee, O God, because you are worthy to be praised. And at that name, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. God, we commit ourselves unto thee. We give sacrifices unto thee, Lord, with thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, God, that we may walk worthy of the vocation of God. Oh, Lord, that we might please you in every aspect right now. Oh, God, we come to realize and to know, oh, God, that we can't do nothing of our own. Oh, Lord, we surrender all to you, oh, Lord. So right now, oh, God, let your word go out. Lord, you said in your word that your word would not return unto you void, and it will accomplish that which you have sent it to do, oh, God, in the name of the Lord. And all the people of God said amen and amen. Thanks be unto God this morning who always give us the victory. And when you in the Lord, you always have a chance. There's always a way of an escape. God already had prepared a way for you. He already have opened the door from the windows of heaven. He said, I'll pull you out a blessing that you won't have room to he must receive it, that your blessings have to run you down and overtake you. That is you pleasing God. That is you being obedient to the Spirit of God. That little word if is a big, it's a big word in so many aspects of it. If you're doing the will of God, if you're denying yourself, if you're just calling upon him, if you're walking in the anointing, if you're allowing the Spirit of God, the Bible souls declare many as led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 18:14, if you're allowing the Spirit of God to dictate your life and that you can come into a place of reconciliation with God, come into a place that your mind have been illuminated, come into a place that you're not the enemy of God anymore, that you've been transformed, that you're not alienated with God no more. You're not walking in darkness anymore, that you're walking in the marvelous light of God, because there's no darkness in him at all. He said, if we walk in the light as he's in the light, then we'll have fellowship one with another. We'll have fellowship with God. We'll be his people, and then we'll allow God to come in and be the Lord's of our life, to be that strong tower. Hey, to be that strong tower of our life. Oh, Jehovah Rapha, glory to God. God is our healer. Jehovah Ra, God is our way and our shepherd. Glory to God. El Roha, God is the internal creator. Come on here. He had formed you, shaped you. Amen. Into what you is now. God planned this for you for the thoughts of peace and not of evil, and to give you an expecting end. Amen. God wants you to come. Amen. And not be in a place of fear. And that's what we want to talk about a little bit today, about fear and how fear will have us into a place of disobedience towards God. We come to know God as a battle act. We come to know him as a battle, as we stay on the warpath, we stay on the field, amen, on the battlefield, if you would. with God. Yeah. The Bible souls declare 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. Number one, God have, 2 Timothy 1:7, that text. God have not given you a spirit again for you, beloved, people of God. The spirit of God that dwelleth on the inside of his believers is a spirit of a valor, a valiant man, meaning valiant, meaning courageous and brave and bold and outspoken with the word of the Lord, being a representative of the Lord, that you're not being backed up in a corner and you're not holding your peace. See, once you know that God have came into your life and you want to be a testimonial, you want to be able to testify on some of the goodness of what God have done in your life, and you're excited and you can't wait to go and tell other folk what God have done in your life. You know, you begin to think about that word good and the goodness of God. The Hebrew word for good is T-O-V, tov. And that word tov translate unto the goodness of God. And as tova, and as the favor of God that is on your life, that you will find favor, the Bible souls declare, glory to God, in Proverbs 3, and in that third chapter, that you will find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. Amen. But be not wise in thine own understanding. Depart from evil and do that which is good. So, the goodness of God translates in a way that if God is who he say he is, and I have allowed the Lord to move in my life and I have made a shift towards him, and I have come to know him and have humbled myself under the mighty hands of the Lord and allowed him to come in and saturate me and to fill me from head to toe with his spirit, glory to God. My beloved, I have no need to fear whatever coming my way. I can be able to step through. I can be able to walk in the land of the living before the Almighty God. You should be able to walk before the adversities, the trials, the tribulations, the things that you're going through in your life that is causing you to be slow-footed, causing you to slow down, something that is hindering you, something that is bothering you. In other words, minimize the worrying, and maximize the worship. And come into a place where we are maximize the worship, that we will worship the Lord and continue to worship him in spirit and in truth. And just to magnify him and to glorify him, because fear is a terrible thing with a child of God. It shouldn't even be in your vocabulary to be named among you. The word fear is mentioned in the Bible 365 times. Fear not, fear not. Be not be afraid. The first time fear was ever mentioned in the Bible, first time fear came upon a living soul when Adam and Eve was in the garden. And that Genesis, that third chapter, when God began to look for Adam, he already knew what he was because he already was disobedient and ate from the tree of a forbidden fruit. And it was already, sin has already entered into the world. And Adam was fearful because God asked him to say, where was thou? Did I not tell you to eat from the tree that's from good and evil? And Adam said that I was afraid. That was the first time seeing E-Mudge entered into the world, and then fear. And that two combination combined together, amen, have the same correlate, if you would, fear and evil. Glory to God. And we should not get into a place where we call ourselves a child of the Most High God, come on here, and allowing fear to come into our zone, if you would, to come into, amen, and to interrupt our appear to try to disrupt or come into and knock us off our course with the Lord. Fear, and then sin. The Bible shows the clan, 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Or disobedience is as sins of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as the iniquity in idolatry. Your stubbornness. So we find here the rebellion is as the sin of a witchcraft. And to be into a fearful state, to be in a place of not knowing, in a place of uncertainties. And this is what the believer struggle with these today. And today, our everyday walk with the Lord of being fear and being doubtful. But Lord, please help my unbelief. Help my unbelief, Lord. I need to get in a place where I know that I can be able to stand up under the refuge of the Lord. I need to be in a place where I can be to know that Jehovah Nissi, the Lord, is my banner, and that I can be able to call upon him, and I can be able to wave, amen, the banner of the Lord, not wave the white flag, not throw in the tower, but I got to understand that for whom I'm served, that the mighty, almighty God, come on here, the El Gabar, amen, the Lord, glory to God, the mighty God. Come on here, the violent God is looking for someone, amen, to be courageous in these last days, somebody who can step up to the plate and be accounted for the Lord God, for I live, and for the Lord God, I'm going to die. I'm going to suffer for the righteousness' sake of God. So be it, glory to God. If I go through something in my life, and what I'm going through in my life, and if I got to lose friends along the side the way, come on here, I'm on my job. If I'm going through something, glory to God, I'm going to stand firm on the sure foundation of God. Glory to God. So we look in the text with 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For the Lord have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if I'm in fear, I can't receive the manifestations of God. I can't receive the traits of God. I can't have the characteristics of God. I can't be able to endure the temptation. I can't be able to wax strong in the Lord. When I'm weak, I can't be strong in God, because there's a fear that have came over me. Glory to God. And God can't operate with you in fear. See, God want to put, amen, his spirit on the inside of you and put the word, amen, instill, amen, in you, amen, that you can be into a place where you can resonate, amen, and take on the character, amen. Let this mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you, according to Philippians 2 and 5, glory to God. And then God, see, God can move then in a place like that. I'm just reminded, when Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist, we began to go into the temple, and Zacharias was an old man, an elderly man, and his wife Elizabeth was an elderly woman too as well, and the angel Gabriel appeared unto them, and unto Zacharias, and told him, thou shalt bring forth a son, and you're going to call his name John. Glory to God. But Zacharias didn't believe the angel, the messenger from the Lord. He didn't believe it, but when he first went into the temple, Zacharias was fearful when he saw him up at the altar and he saw this glow. He saw this glory of God. He was fearful at that point. Glory to God. But the word of the Lord came with a message. A lot of times when you're going through in your life and you don't have no understanding what's going on in your life, and it kind of scare you at some point. But when you know that it's from God, when you know that God told you that he's going to bring you out of your situation, when God told you that you're going to be the head and not the tail, when God told you you're going to be above and not beneath, and God told you you're going to be blessed in the city and you're going to be blessed in the field, glory to God. And wherever the shreds of your feet shall go upon, amen, God going to have you to inherit the land. So a lot of times when God come to us, we need to be able to walk in this victory. What he already done told us, he told Zacharias that you're going to bring forth a son and you're going to call his name John, glory to God. And he's going to be great in the sight of his people, just to prepare the way for the Messiah. Come on, yeah. But you got to understand, when God told you that, you got to believe that. And by Zacharias not believing what the angel had said, for what the Lord had said, and the Gabriel said, the angel said that you should not speak until this thing come forth. And he walked up out the temple, and the people of God thought he might have saw some vision. All the people that waited for, because he was in the temple of the Lord for a long time. And he finally walked out and he couldn't say nothing. The word of the Lord caused him to be dumb. He couldn't speak a word until that thing came to pass, what the Lord said was going to come to pass. See, it shall come to pass in your life. Everything God, the true spoken word, what God has spoken in the individual life, amen, if you will believe, it's going to come to pass in your life. Glory to God. Fear torments. It torments. But we got to understand, the disciples, where God has sent the disciples out, the 12 disciples, he sent them out. And he told them, you shall do greater works as I done. You shall do greater works. But he said in that Matthew, that 10th chapter, verse 6, he said, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Go rather to them, because a lot of times folk is not going to receive you in a way. And the Spirit of the Lord have already shown us where we should go, that the word of God can be effective. Glory to God. And in some place of a Sodom and Gomorrah, glory to God, and in Samaria. See, at this time, Samaria was in a place where the Syrians had allowed Samarians. Amen. Moved them into the land of Israel, and Israel had shipped out. Glory to God, because they wasn't migrating at that time. Glory to God. But the word of the Lord have called us to be in a place of boldness now. To be in a place that the word of the Lord is a quench thirster. A word of the Lord is being of a valor, man. The old men of valor of Gideon. I'm reminded of David, glory to God, going up against Goliath, the giant. Amen. And you see that the word of the Lord in 1 Samuel, that 17th chapter, glory to God, when the Philistines and the Israelites was beginning to come, amen, and to go into battle. And at that time, Saul was the king of Israel. And they was and the Philistines was on one mountain, and the Israelites was on the other mountain, glory to God. And the Bible souls declare that Saul, who was the king at this time, amen, of Israel, was afraid. He was afraid. See, Saul was already disobedient. Saul had already sinned, because he went and tried to give God some sacrifice. God don't need the sacrifice. We talked a bit about that last week. But he was already afraid, and he already was living in sin because of disobedience. And the Bible souls declare sin is as witchcraft, rebellion is as witchcraft. But he was afraid at the time. See, them two go together, fear and the iniquity. And their disobedience, see? And see, and God can't move like that. See, God needs somebody who gonna stay on the battlefield, who won't be fearful, glory to God. And there was one by the name of David, a little shepherd's boy, and that he went up against Goliath, and he defeated the giant. even though the odds are stacked, were stacked against him. Even though the giant, the Bible said, was 6 cubits long. Had on all this armor. You know. And you come with your size and your intimidation. But only way I can come is in the name of the Lord. And we have to get ourselves and in position ourselves where when we come in the name of the Lord. And as you look at Matthew 10:16, the Bible says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as a dove." Sending us out in being a discipleship. Friend, I come to tell you this morning, you are a disciple of the Lord. If you took upon the name of Jesus Christ, and if you are a true believer this morning, and God have regulated your mind, and you have been born again, and you are truly walking in the ordinance of God, and you are denying your way, and you are picking up your cross daily to follow after him, despite what you're facing, despite the persecution, despite the afflictions that you're going through in your life, you are a child of the Most High God. And I'm trying to tell somebody this morning that, boy, I tell you, I'd rather be a child of the Most High God than to be in a sinful world. I'm reminded what Moses said, choosing rather to suffer the afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Choosing rather to suffer with the people of God. Choosing rather to hold fast. Choosing rather to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord and to partake in another man's sin. Or to allow something to persuade me the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, which is not of the Father, but is of this world. And the lust thereof will fade away. But the word of the Lord, the Bible souls declare, will stand forever. So of the fear, 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 fear. Fear is a common denomination of we have a person in a state of non-operational where you can't function if you're calling yourself a child of God. I'm just believing God for who God said. We thank God, amen, for our hour have come and gone. We want to let you know that Tabernacle Church of Deliverance will be out on the streets, taking it out. I'm on the hedges and the highways, going out there, spreading the good news, which is the gospel, will be at Avenue D and 20th Street on next Saturday, December the 20th, here in the year 2025. Glory to God. Lively Stones Ministry going to be out there. They're going to have food out there, fellowshipping, taking the word of the Lord on the road. Yeah, see, we got to get our way. You know, a lot of times it's good to come to the church and lift up the Lord among the saints, and that's great. We got great, but I'm trying to tell somebody this morning, your discipleship go well beyond the walls of the church, and we cannot be into a point where we allow to get so complacent, you know, because the word if they're not going to come to the word, to the church, we're going to take the church to them on the street. We're going to take it out there because our church is slacking these days. We thank God for our time here. God bless you, and may heaven continue to smile upon you is our prayer. God bless. We love you. Amen. God did. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, everything that happened.
thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO. Everything.